This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we began our more detailed study of Romans in our last visit, we considered Paul's mission spelled out in the introduction. Now let's consider his message. What he says in these introductory verses will be amplified further throughout the rest of the letter. His message was the gospel that God had promised beforehand through his prophets and the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son. The heart of the gospel Paul preached was Jesus Christ, his life, death, and resurrection. This message has the power to save anyone and everyone who believes in him and what he has done. What happens when one believes this message? He is declared righteous by and before God. People who are concerned about where they stand before God generally try to work hard at doing what they consider to be good deeds, hoping God will accept them on the basis of their efforts. This is what might be called meritorious salvation. The gospel of Jesus Christ is totally different. Verse 17 says that in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Notice it is a righteousness from God. It is not from our efforts at doing what is right. It is a righteousness received and experienced by faith. We receive it by faith initially, that is, from first, and we continue to experience it by faith continuously, that is, to last. In essence, Paul's message is, the righteous will live by faith, period. Have you received for yourself a righteousness from God? That is, by faith from first to last, it's yours for the asking.